certainly we wanted to talk about a couple things. First, the Farm Bill deadline that has come and gone. That was kind of anticipated, but nevertheless, there's concern. I've heard from a Missouri commodity leader say, I wish Congress would get its act together. I've also heard that it's not likely that we're going to see a compromise bill by the end of the year, and Congress will have to vote in an extension. So tell me where you see things, because you're in one of the positions where you know what's going on.
Sure. Well, I would love to have gotten something done by September 30th, but it is not unusual. In fact, this is my sixth farm bill, and I think everyone has had to have some kind of a short-term extension or longer. So I'm hoping that we're in a situation where if we get this done by the end of the year, we won't need to formally vote on an extension. And I'm really pushing for that. Our farmers need certainty right now, particularly in all the volatility. So I think the challenge for us is that we have two very different approaches. The Senate passed a bill that is bipartisan with a historic vote, highest bipartisan vote ever for a farm bill, 86-11. And those individuals all supported the bill because it was fair and balanced to all regions, all commodities. And the House did something different, also made history, unfortunately, in the wrong way, which was to, for the first time, pass a purely partisan bill. It took them two tries. They literally ran something through with by two votes in the second try. So it's very different. And that, you know, House comes in wanting to kind of ram that, do that same thing, and it doesn't work. We have to have a bipartisan bill, or we won't get the votes in the Senate. And frankly, it's not fair to have something that affects one region over another. And the House bill, I understand the chairman of the House is from West Texas, and I understand he's advocating for cotton and his people, but he dramatically shifts dollars away from the Midwest to cotton in the South in a way that it's just not fair. I mean, and it's, you know, not right. And certainly representing Michigan, I'm not going to support that. So we've got to balance it out. It's the Midwest, you know, been hit the hardest, and soybeans and dry beans and corn and dairy and wheat and all of the commodities across the Midwest. And frankly, cotton prices are up 20%. So we got to look at a farm safety net that's helping particularly those that are so challenged right now.
Well, certainly you mentioned the cotton issue, and then there's conservation differences, but it seems to me that the biggest difference is SNAP and the ideological difference and the desire on the House side to change SNAP dramatically. We're not hearing of any compromises or any movement either way. So how is that doable then?
Well, first of all, I think it's really important that we try to keep the negotiations on what we're talking about specifically in the room. That's how I've always negotiated tough issues and gotten things done, and that's how we'll get the farm bill done. So I don't want to get into the specifics we're talking about, although there's a number of areas where we've come to common ground. But I will say this, it's the commodity title, it's conservation. The House cuts about $1 billion out of conservation, very much against what, again, in Michigan, what we need in terms of water and land conservation and across the Midwest. Energy, that the House has no energy title, again, very important to us in Michigan and in the Midwest. And then SNAP. And so in the Senate, we chose to strengthen what are the current work requirements that are stringent, working 20 hours a week in order to get some food assistance, which is about $4 a day. And if you don't, you are allowed to only receive help 3 months out of a three-year period. But the exemptions are if you're a senior, if you have a disability, if you're a child or a parent taking care of a child, then you don't have the work requirement. The House wants to have more older people work for food help and parents with smaller children. And so that it just doesn't make sense from that Senate perspective. That was rejected on a bipartisan vote. Instead, we want to have more integrity and make sure that the policies in place work and that they're available for those who need it and not for those that might want to game the system. And so we chose that route. And so there is a difference, but it's also, you know, the difference on the House not having an energy title at all. And so we've got a number of areas and we'll work through it. I'm an optimist. The current farm bill, I was chair and negotiated that. And I was very proud of the fact that we had Michigan on every page, but it was a tough negotiation and this is a tough negotiation, but we'll get it done.
Senator, what is the next deadline to get a compromise on this bill before you would have to vote on an extension? Is there a date?
We haven't really until December when we do the full appropriations bill for the year. We will need to act. We will need to act before the Congress adjourns at the end of the year in December. So either on a full farm bill, which I'm very hopeful we'll have, or doing a one-year extension. And I should say in the last farm bill, when I was chairing the Senate committee, we passed a bill in the Senate and the House never took it up at all. And then we had to come back and rewrite the whole thing again. I had a different ranking member and we had to rewrite it. And it took us almost 2.5 years to actually get it done. So I wish I could say that this was an exception, but farm bills are tough and complicated and affect different areas differently. And so it's always a tough negotiation.